This message was given at Grace Community Church in Minden, Nevada. At the end, we will give information about how to contact us to receive a copy of this or other messages.
Well, for those of you who are here at Sunday school, you get your second helping of Manuel Carbonell, wherever Steve went. Carbonell. Anyways, for those of you who weren't here, though, Manuel is a graduate of Westminster Seminary in California. He got his master's in divinity. That's where I graduated from, and that's likewise where Pastor Brian got his doctorate. And he is returning to Argentina this morning. He shared with us his plans on ministering back in Argentina, and now we have the privilege of having Manuel open the word to us. So, brother, if you would.
Okay. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Please open your Bibles in the Gospel of Luke. We're going to have a meditation on Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, from verse 22 until 34. Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, from verse 22 to 34. The title of the sermon is Stop Worrying, Start Seeking the Kingdom. Stop worrying, start seeking the kingdom. And first, let me tell you, don't worry, it will be brief. But first, we're going to read the text. Luke chapter 12, verse 22. And he said to his disciples, "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Oh, how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as a small thing as this, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet, I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried, for all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourself with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thieves approaches and no moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Let's pray. Father, in this afternoon we come to you asking for your help in order that we may grow in the likeness of Christ. Help us to stop worrying. Father, you know our hearts. You know that we worry, we are weak. Help us to stop worrying and to start seeking the kingdom. In your name we pray. Amen. Stop worrying, start seeking the kingdom is the title of the message. And I know something that is true of everyone in this room is that there is something that you are worried about. It doesn't matter your age, there is something that you fear, there is something that is a concern for you. If you are a kid, you are worried if you're going to make it through school. if you're going to go to college, if you're going to finish college, and when you are in college and you finish college, you're worried if you're going to have a job. And when you have a job, you're worrying if you're going to have a husband or a wife. When you marry, you then worry because you want to have kids. And you worry if you will have or not have kids. And then you worry, when you have kids, you start to worry if the kids will turn good or bad, and so on. It's in different stages of life, we worry. And you know, the truth is that we have good reasons to worry about. Because life, we are so weak. We as a human beings, we today, we are, and tomorrow, we are gone. Anxiety and worry is a terrible problem in our society. Do you know how many Americans suffer from anxiety disorders? 40 million of Americans. Do you know how much your government pay to treat people with anxiety disorders? $60 billion. $60 billion. And you know that is a good reason to be worried about, because it's your taxes. It's your money that the government is paying for those treatments that are not working. I was reading the other day an article in the New York Times, and they were studying 13 different countries, and they found that of all those countries, the country that has more highest levels of anxiety in the society is the U.S. And what was terrible was that found that the other countries were countries like Nigeria or like Ukraine. And if you know what's going on in those countries, let me tell you, it's nothing good. But here in these countries, this blessed country, we have more anxiety and more concern. The question for us today, and for you in particular, is what are you worrying about? What are your fears? And what we have to do is to listen to Jesus saying to us, stop worrying. Jesus is going to give us reasons to stop worrying. The first reason why Jesus said to his disciples, stop worrying, is because life is not about things. Look at what Jesus said in verse 23. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Life is not about stuff. It's not about receiving. It's not about getting things. The most important things in life are not things. Eventually, everything that you see, you touch, is going to disappear. If you set your heart in the things that you see and touch, you're preparing yourself for a life of anxiety and concerns. Life is not about things. The other day, I was reading an article in the New York Times that was describing a new phenomenon in this culture. Most people, when they become older, they go to retirement facilities. And the retirement facilities are small places. And one of the problems is that people have is that they have to bring all the things that they have and fit into the small facilities. And they have to leave away a lot of things that they were storing during their life. And you know, besides that they are sad because they have to leave their houses, they are really sad because there are a lot of things that they were treasuring year after year during their life that they are not able to keep in their new places. And people are really sad. It's a reason to be sad for them. And when you move to this small place, that is a picture of what will happen in the end. We are going to leave everything. Life is not about things. It's not about the things that we recollect in our life. Jesus is straightforward to his disciples. Do not be worried about things. Life is not about things. Second, the second reason that Jesus gave to his disciples, he calls them, maybe he was in the meal the midst of the field, and he called them and he said to his disciples, consider the birds, consider the wild flowers. They don't work, but God provides for them. Not even Solomon in all his glory dressed like the wild flowers. How much more value you have than birds and the wild flowers of the field. How much more valuable we have as children of God than those small things that God takes care of. That teaches us about the doctrine of providence. We know that God is a creator of everything, but God did not create the world and he stopped doing work. He created all the world and he's keeping the world in order. Not even one hair of your head fall in the floor without the knowledge of God. This is what theologians call an argument from the lesser to the greater. If God takes care of this small thing like a bird, how much more valuable you are at the eyes of your Father. How much more valuable. Those things are things that we have to remember in the midst of anxiety. How much more valuable we are than the birds and the wild flowers. Look at what Jesus said in verse 28. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you? And look at how he ends. He say, O you of little faith. And that is the problem behind anxiety. It's because we don't trust that the Lord will provide for the things that we need. That is the problem. We don't trust that the Lord will provide for our needs. And Jesus is calling his disciple, and he's calling us today to trust him, to stop worrying and start believing. A wonderful example that we find in the Old Testament of this faith of God's provision was during in the period of the wilderness. You remember when the people of Israel, they went through the wilderness, God provided for them food every day. You remember the name of the food? The manna. And the food comes every day, and you are supposed to not to keep the food for the other day, but you have to trust that the Lord will give you food the next day. But guess what the Jews did at that time? They keep the manna for the other day. Because it's in our nature. We trust the things that we touch, the things that we see. No? And faith is the certainty of things that we do not see. No? And the Lord is trying to teach us, as the people of Israel in the wilderness, to trust him. Jesus said, trust. Tomorrow, you will have what you need. But today, enough for today. We have to trust the Lord, because when we are anxious, we are distrusting him. It's unbelief. The third reason why Jesus called his disciples to stop worrying is because by worrying, we accomplish zero. Worrying is nonsense. Look at what Jesus said in verse 25. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? If you cannot change or add to our life one single hour, why do we worry? Because we cannot accomplish anything. No? If you worry, not only that you are not going to add hours of your life, but you're going to lose it. A lot of diseases, like, for example, blood pressure, goes up when you are worried. If you have concerns, your blood pressure is going up. When we worry, we accomplish zero. Last summer, with my wife and kids, we were doing a small internship as a pastor in a city in Illinois called Rockford. And one day, we went to Chicago to visit and to spend some time with some friends. And when we were coming back, I set the GPS, and the GPS was not working. I don't know what's happening on the GPS, but it wasn't working. We have no maps. And I knew few things about Chicago, and one of those things was that it was a dangerous place. And we were, me and my wife, 11 p.m., driving, waiting for the GPS, driving for Chicago, from Chicago. And to be honest, I was very worried. I have fear. I didn't know how to come back to Rockford. And we have two kids. One is 3 years old and the other is one. And after driving for 1 hour, I turned back and I looked at the kids. And guess what they were doing? They were sleeping. And we were in the midst of this difficult circumstance and they were sleeping. And they were so smart. Because what they can do? Kids give us a wonderful lesson. And in one sense, we are like kids. Brothers and sisters, there are a lot of things that we don't have control. Anxiety and the desire to have control are the two sides of the same reality. We want to have control over all the details of our life. And the Lord said, if you cannot change that small thing, don't worry about. You have to trust me. I'm your father. I'm going to take care. The same way that my kids trust me, the same way we have to trust our God. Because we can accomplish zero. The last reason why Jesus said to his disciples, stop worrying, is because he is our father. Talking about the father. Look at verse 30. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, but your Father knows that you need them. Our Father knows our needs, the things that we are looking for. We have a Father that takes care of us. And this is a Father that don't need the GPS. This is a Father that don't get lost. This Father is all-knowing, all-merciful, almighty, all-powerful. This is the kind of Father that you can trust. He is your Father, and he has given you the kingdom. You have received the kingdom. We have to stop worrying because life is not about things, because we have to consider how God takes care of us. We have to stop worrying because by worrying we will accomplish zero. And we have to stop worrying because we have a Father in whom we can trust. Stop worrying. But Jesus, he doesn't want a community of disciples that are just characterized by stop worrying. Christianity is not about meditation and a quiet life. It's not just about stopping worrying. It's about stopping worrying, but also about start seeking the kingdom. Look at what Jesus said, verse 31. He said, instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. We have to seek the kingdom of God, the expansion of the kingdom of God. And we can do this basically in two ways, by works of mercy and by giving away the gospel, by sharing the gospel. One incredible thing about our God that we learn in the Old Testament is that God is described as the God of the orphans, the God of the widows, the God of the foreigners. God is the God who takes care of the needy people. And we as believers, we are responsible to seek after those. We are the hands of God in this world. We are the instrument of God's care for his people. You remember in Acts 2:42, we are told that the community of the church, they were together. They spent almost every day together. And there was no need in the church because they were taking care of each other. Imagine how this community will be if we seek the welfare of others instead of ours. If we seek, as Pastor Jason said this morning, if we start to sharing with others, taking care of my brother, of my sister, try to open ourselves, instead of worrying about ourselves, start to giving to others, how different this community will be. And we have to give the gospel. We have to be a witness to this community. If this community is characterized by giving, by sharing, by taking care of one another, many people will come because they will see that there will be something different here. There is something special about Grace Community Church. Jesus said, start seeking this kingdom. And Jesus finished this section saying that we have to give ourselves to God in every area of our life, as Pastor Jason told this morning. Look at what Jesus said. He said, sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourself with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thieves approach and no moth destroys. And this is something that, to be honest, I don't like it. I really don't like it. And I it doesn't make sense, because if I have 10 and I worry about, and I give now 1 and I have 9, I have more reasons to worry about because I have less, or no? But Jesus' mathematics is different. It works different. Jesus said that we are more blessed when we give to others than when we receive. And that is so true. How blessed we are when God put us in the opportunity to give to others. In the last 4 years, I have been a seminary student, an international seminary student, receiving support from a third world country. We were in a very difficult circumstance. Sometimes I used to drive to go to seminary, and in the corner there was a guy that was homeless and he was asking for money. And sometimes I was almost to stop and asking him for money. But our Lord is good. He takes care of us. Really, we have to believe that it's better to give rather than receive. And the reason why we don't like this is because this is the heart of the issue. This is the most important thing why we worry. Look at what Jesus said in the last verse 34. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. We worry about the things that we love. We worry about the things that we love. And Jesus knows that we as humans, we have a love disorder. We love the things that we shouldn't love. Jesus wants to change our passions, our desires. Yesterday, Pastor Victor, he was showing me the area, and he was taking me to the Sierras Nevadas. He was saying that, he was sharing with me that one pastor came here, and he was saying that God is like the mountains. And when you get closer to the mountains looks bigger. And the same thing is with God. No? When we are closer to God, we know how big he is, how awesome he is. And And when I was in the mountain with Pastor Vic talking, I turned back and I watched the valley and I looked how small all things look like. And I thought, when we are so close to God, things look so small and so unimportant. When we are close to our Lord, the things of this world became so unimportant. And Jesus knows what is in our heart. He said, you have to trust me. You have to give me your heart. Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If we set our heart in God and His kingdom, our desires will be changed. We will not be worried about earthly things. And by the way, He will take care of that. He is your Father. He knows you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Let's pray. Father, thanks for this word of encouragement. Thanks for these incredible words from Christ. Help us to treasure these things, to stop worrying, Lord, and to be close to you. Lord, help us to be close to you that the things of the world will not be important for us. In your name we pray. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Grace Community Church in Minden, Nevada. To receive a copy of this or other messages, call us at area code 775-782-6516 or visit our website, gracenevada.com.